This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلوات الله وسلامه على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا رب العالمين خاصة في هذه الليلة المباركة إن شاء الله وصلى الظهور My dear brothers and sisters, I don't know what was Sheikh Hamoud just mentioned, but something bayan, I'm assuming it means detail.
Detail?
Yes, detail. That's exactly what it's not going to be. Don't really want to give detail on this night, especially after the du'a of Khatm al-Quran and the fact that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has given us this night al-Mubarak, this blessed evening and opportunity for us to get close to Him individually, and not by me speaking to you and telling you something that which you already know. But I just wanted to maybe share some of my thoughts and hopefully ask everyone, and including myself, more so than anyone else, to reflect upon a few points. Because that's the only thing that we forget to do, that's to reflect. Because in terms of knowledge, in terms of the issues surrounding Islam and Ramadan and Siyam and Dua and Istighfar, there is a very simple formula. We are people who are accountable for our actions. We are constantly deficient in our actions. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness to make up our deficiency. It's that simple a formula. But the problem is where we fail every time, every year, or every time this opportunity comes, is because we become heedless, because we forget, because we do not know how to reflect. So I will just take this opportunity to mention a few things. Number one, have you noticed, especially those who are listening to the dua, the beautiful dua given by an imam, hafidhahullah, that the asal of our dua, and I want you to think about this point. You may be busy enjoying yourself, the food, and wanting to leave, but don't forget this point. Maybe it is the most valuable lesson that you will ever hear. That without the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a single one of us will go to heaven. And this is the asal of this dua. That our a'mal, whatever we do, however big they are, however amazing they become, and however, whenever, whatever, we will never ever get to paradise by that, except by the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is back in the same of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said that no one will enter the paradise by his actions. Not a single soul. And this was the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said that. And so then we realize, we recognize this point, that none of us are going to go anywhere, get any salvation, except by the mercy of Allah, then you realize where we are at this moment, what an opportunity we have. That's the benefit of reflection. If you just stop to think for 1 minute, and realize that this is Laylatul Qadr, out of the shahr Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an, huda lin-nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is a Laylatul Qadr in Surah Al-Qadr. And then in Surah Al-Baqarah, that this is a night from the month of Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an, in which the Qur'an has been revealed. A night of guidance, a criterion for us, and a guide from between the two, from misguidance and guidance. This is the opportunity that we have on a night like this. This is the opportunity that we have in a month like this. The question though, do we feel too safe with our actions? Are we practicing our Islam in a correct, sufficient, and sincere way? Does anyone feel safe from the makar of Allah? Does anyone feel safe from the qadr of Allah? Does anyone feel safe that they will die upon iman? Does anyone feel safe that their actions will be accepted, that their istighfar will be accepted, that their intentions are pure? Who feels safe? Because think about Laylatul Qadr. The basis of Laylatul Qadr is the Qur'an. What is Laylatul Qadr? But the night in which the entire Qur'an was revealed in one go. And from this night then, by Jibreel alayhi salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divided it upon his nation, and then to us in 23 years, big part by big part, according to scenario, to set us up, to give us an understanding about how deen is practiced. It's a great night, and its asal is the Qur'an. So we should ask ourselves, what is our connection to the Qur'an? What is our relationship to the Qur'an? And we should be worried, ya ikhwah. We should be worried. You know why? Ibn Taymiyyah said, discussing the Qur'an, and Laylatul Qadr. You know what he said? He said, when you think about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said that the believer is like a citrus fruit, like an orange, when he recites the Qur'an. You look at him, he's nice, beautiful. To look at, smell, beautiful. When he tastes, beautiful. And then he described the four categories. And what did he say about the munafiq? The munafiq is the one who recites the Qur'an. What did he say about him? You look at him, he looks nice and beautiful. Smell, beautiful. Rihana. It's like a basil. You look at it, the smell's nice, but when you taste it, it's bitter. When you taste it, it's bitter. So what is this? He's talking about the munafiq, the one whose actions are all on the outside, but the a'mal al-qulub, the ikhlas, is empty. Person is hollow. Person is shallow. And that person is munafiq. A person who could be praying all night, making dua all night, learning Quran, memorizing Quran. Ibn Taymiyyah said, look, the Prophet said he is the munafiq who reads the Quran. The Prophet mentioned in the hadith, this is the munafiq who reads and learns the Quran. So this is that person. This could be one of us. This could be all of us. And if it is, what will be our end? Because our crying and our tears and our dua and everyone coming to Laylatul Qadr will be washed away. Because this is all on the outside. If we have not made Islam and reform was on the inside, a'mal al-qulub. That's the question we have to ask ourselves. If this is Laylatul Qadr, the layla of the Quran itself, then let's ask ourselves, how are we with the Quran? We may read it, we may listen to it. How much have we understood from the Qur'an? We have finished 30 chapters of the Qur'an tonight. How much of the Qur'an can everyone here and stand and say that they have understood? Forget about memorized and heard that you have, yeah, I know that surah, I know that ayah. How much of the Qur'an can you say now, after 27 nights and 30 chapters, can we say that we have understood? If it's nothing, then be afraid. Because if it's nothing, then you are a person who had the Qur'an go in one ear and out of the other. Because the a'mal of qulub are not, the actions of the heart are not there to listen to the Qur'an. The heart is there to take in the Qur'an and act upon the Qur'an. Because it changes the intentions. It changes the internal. And if the internal has not been affected, and your sincerity has not been affected, and you have not changed, and you have not left the sifat of the empty people, the characteristics of empty people, then you are in the category according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of nifaq. والمنافقين في درب الأسفل. And the munafiqeen, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are in the bottom of the hellfire under the kuffar. That's the problem, that's the issue at hand. That's what we should be reflecting upon in a night like this. And think about it, as the ulama used to say. The sifat of the munafiqeen are what? Appearing at the right times, making PR at the right times, looking good at the right times, showing the right kind of hay'ah, the right kind of stature. Always there where it might matter in public. But public is not what this deen is about. This deen is about the relationship between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you're lacking there, which is why in the dua, as our Imam said, O Allah, make our actions the same in our private as in our public. to account us the same. Because you know and I know, when you're in public, it all comes out. But when you're private, it all disappears. When you're hidden behind the door, your salah is like this and up and down. When you're in the public, then you can sit and relax and make rukun sujood as if you have all day. You have to ask yourself, who are you practicing this Islam for? What is the quality of your Islam? Think about this final point. Think about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his people, his companions. Look at that time. A time of few people, but much taqwa. A time of few scholars, all of them though. The level of Iman and Islam, something which when we think about ourselves here in Manchester, 100,000 Muslims. How many scholars can you name to me in Manchester that you would say he is a real alim? How many ibad, how many muttaqeen can you think of at this time? How many people can we refer to and think and hope that we will be protected because of them? What do I mean because of that? There are people in this society, in this community who are protecting us. There are Muslims that by them we are being protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I will not punish them. وَهُمْ مُسْتَغْفِرُونَ I will not punish them while there are some people from them making istighfar. I don't think it's me. I don't think it's many of you. There will be a few people out there who out of ikhlas are making a real istighfar. A real pure istighfar, like the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where every night for them is a Laylatul Qadr. Every night is a night which they act upon the prophetic hadith, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends from the highest heaven down to the lowest heaven and asks his slaves, where are you so that you can ask me so that I may give you? Where are those seeking forgiveness so I can forgive? There are those who react accordingly to the sunnah and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not part-time Muslims. This is not a part-time religion. If this Islam was about turning up on one night, it would be fabulous, but it's not. Because the people are not made in one night. Nations are not built in one night. Nations are built upon foundation and strength. A man is not made in one night with one prayer, in one salah, in finishing one Quran once every year. This is not the deen of men. This is the deen of cowards. This is the deen of kuffar, not the deen of Muslims. That's why the Prophet says that the best of actions are adwamuha wa inqal. The best of actions are continuous, small, take it steady, deal with it, develop something, build something, study, learn, take it easy, but keep it committed. Not spurts and burps up here and there, just bits, just like this is not the way of Islam. And that is why we are in the condition that we are. This is why the community is in the state that it is in. This is why we are afraid, even in our millions and billions. We are under a threat every day. We are being slaughtered every day. We are being humiliated every day. Why? Because we invited. Because we have not even put our defenses up against the force of kufr, the ideology of kufr, and the desires of our own souls. That final, last thing, the desires of our own soul. We're not able to fight that and defend ourselves against it. These are the kind of things that we should be reflecting upon at a time such as this. And specifically in a night such as this, which has been credited for changing the lives of many, many great people. And we should try and make ourselves from those great people. We shouldn't be those people who, you know, we see every year. There are people here, by the way, that I see once a year. I give them a hug and say, how you doing, bro? You're alright, mashallah, how's things? You're okay, yeah? How's work? How's life? How's holidays? What's the... Yeah, I've been here, I've been investing there, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. Alright, great. And I'll see them again next year. And then, you know, I might go somewhere else. And you know, I might not be the one who's coming to the mosque. I might be the one who comes again on the 27th. It's not just a reminder for you, it's a reminder for me. But this is the point. Is this the kind of Islam we want to practice every Friday, every Eid, every Taraweeh, every Laylatul Qadr? Because if that's the kind of Islam that we want, this is the kind of level that we want for ourselves, then we have to expect a reward accordingly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not stupid or ignorant or foolish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect and He knows everything. He knows every single intention in the body. He knows what every single person is capable of. And He knows how people crumble to their desires. He knows that because He is the one who gave us those desires. And He is the one who gave us these tests. He understands system imperfection. So you are only fooling yourself. We are the only ones who will lose out in such a scenario. So the very minimum that we should do in the remainder of this night is just to stop and think. We don't need massive dua, we don't need huge Qur'ans, we just need some commitment. We just need some sincerity. Just understand who we are. And only when you change, make that little difference in yourself, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change the condition of the nation and the community as a whole. That's a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, that He will not change the condition until they change the conditions in their own souls. That is what we're waiting for as a community, for us. Because I'll end with this point. People look around and they say, we're under stress, we're under attack, where is the Nasr? Where is the victory? Where is the help? In comes to Allah and so from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you help Allah, Allah will help you. In Tansurullah. In. This word in Arabic is establishing a condition. If you help Allah, if you support the deen of Allah, if you be Muslims like you're meant to be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then help you. Which means what? Why are we not being helped? Why? Because we have not helped the deen. We are not deserving of Nasr. We are not deserving of Nasr. We are living exactly according to how we should be. We are not being punished more. We are not being given any more. We are absolutely exactly how we deserve. This is what we're going to get. So when you see around, when you want to complain, imams like that, brother ripped me off, he's a cheater, he fought me, we're being killed here. You see anything negative about your life or your community? No, there's only one person responsible, that's you. Understand this point. And the day and the second that you make your change, you take away this responsibility, you break from this kind of trap. So think about this, my dear brothers and sisters. This is a reminder to myself, more so than anyone else. This is not about singling people and ideas and mosques and individuals. This is about the fact that we ourselves become so heedless, and it just so and so happens that on a night such as the 27th, a lot of us come together, and it's an opportunity to remind ourselves. And that's what it is, it's a reminder. But if you let this night just go away and then, you know, you're good for a few more days and we have a great Eid and party and everything, and then for a couple of weeks everything's pretty good and then it just filters off and then Christmas comes and then you just get even worse and then New Year comes and you just go away and mosque, you know, visit it on a Friday here or there, whatever, just get back to the same old routine and then we wait for Ramadan to come again and then you're saying, oh, I need Ramadan so much, I need Ramadan so much. I'm suffering, need iman, wisdom, iman, wisdom. You know, there's something wrong. There's something very, very wrong. Try and find it now. We've come to the end of Ramadan. That's it. We've come to the end of obligatory siyam. Stop and think. Right back to the very first day. When you started to read through the Surah Al-Baqarah and you heard the verse of siyam. Kutiba alaykumus siyam. Siyam has been prescribed upon you, as it was prescribed on the people before you. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may become people of taqwa. Okay, well the month is up now. The month is up, ask yourself the question. After 1 month, have we become people of taqwa? Have we become people who have this consciousness, taqwa of Allah, this fear of Allah, this awareness of Allah? That's what taqwa is. Whenever you're about to make a single action, say a single thing, make a decision, you think of Allah first. That's taqwa. That's the definition of taqwa. You never need another one. Forget fear and scare and consciousness. This is it. Before you do anything, anything, out of deen or dunya, good or bad, you immediately think of Allah first. Once you reach that state, you have attained taqwa. This is the reality. Have we reached it? Because if we haven't, then siyam will just went and in there and out that way. Just in the mouth and gone. Year after year, this is going to keep happening. That's Allah for after. And that's what I really wanted to say. You know, I didn't want to give a lecture, but it always turns out to be a lecture anyway. Just a few points just to reflect upon. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit and myself and yourself with these points. Just a reflection. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us something. To give us just something from this night. Even 1% from this night, we'll be happy with that. I'll leave you with this point. And it was one of my teachers, one of the scholars, it's a great alim. And he was praying, it's not here. And they were praying in a masjid. And I was praying in a masjid Taraweeh where they were completing the Quran. And he was praying in a masjid that was doing, I don't know, at maybe two or three juz'a of the Quran in the entire month. So what's that making? That makes it like about, I don't know, a fifth of a juz'a every night, yeah? A few pages, basically. So I said to him, yeah, Sheikh, and he did this for a few nights, and you know, I'm thinking, what's going on? So I wrote him, I said, Sheikh, what are you doing? Come on, you know, it's really, we should be reading the Quran totally, fully, at least. He said, that's Allah. He said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from me just these two pages of Ramadan, I will see it as success. He said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts just two pages from this Quran, ikhlas, with your sincerity, real quality, wallahi, this is better than for you than the world and what it contains. And you know something? I never understood that until very recently. For years, I thought, you know, I just couldn't understand that. Just very recently, a matter of days, and may I add, have I understood now what my Shaykh was trying to say. We come for 1 month, we stand for 1.5 hours, and the only thing that we think of is, when is he going to say Allahu Akbar? Ask yourself, true or true? You are thinking to myself, I'm falling, let me just balance myself on the other leg. And everyone, instead of putting the shoulder forward, they put the shoulder back so that he's behind him, so if you tilt him, you know, he's going to hold you. So if you're thinking like that, which we are, then a question for you. This is the kind of learning attitude of someone who wants to learn and connect with the Quran. I mean, come on, who are you trying to fool here? And how much did we get ready for the Taraweeh that are coming? What did people get ready? Got home, ate, and then ate some more, and then relaxed, lie down maybe, then ate some more, then come to Salah. Ready to just die and go to sleep there and then, but I'm going to try and stand for an hour and a half. What are you trying to do to yourself? Make it as difficult as possible? Yeah. This is exactly what we're trying to do, make it as difficult as possible. What did you mean from the translation? What did you mean from the tafsir? Nothing. Where is the ikhlas? Where? Now when you think about this point, imagine if you had two pages written for you as a person who heard two pages, affected by the two pages, the two pages made him think, and then he went home and he thought, and the next day he was thinking, the ayah, what's going on with the ayah? What's the ayah trying to say to me? 3 days later he goes, ask another ayah, and you go, I heard this and I couldn't understand it. He thinks about it, he's learned more. Then he thinks about that. Person's been affected by the Quran. He's living the Quran. Then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua every night, Ya Allah, ija'al qulubana al-Quran, rabi'a qulubana, make it yani, the source of our life, yani, make it a life source, a spring. Make it part of ourselves. Make it that which yani, we are based upon, we are dependent upon. Make it our life. This is what the dua is. So we would say, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Do you know what saying Ameen to? This is a problem. Just think, this is all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again and again in the Quran, before in His punishment, He gives the ayat a chance. He always says, this is the ayat, we call me to fakkaroon. These are ayat for people who reflect. These are verses and signs for people who want to think. So let's do that. Let's think. Sit there and just think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His majesty. About His majesty. About His transcendence above all of creation, about how magnificent He is and how desperate we are for His rahmah, and how desperate we are for His istighfar. And maybe if we did that for one moment and we just connected for just 1 second, maybe we have got enough for them to follow that we want. That's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that from us. Allahu Akbar, subhanahu wa ta'ala.